her friend Shelly and that, we were coming home on the train. I'm serious, I smell blood. So, we were standing up and I had my head down. And I saw the shopping cart. And there was an elderly man standing next to me. And he was hanging on to the shopping cart. I said, no, Shelly, it's my blood, just smells the cherry pie. And I see red on the floor. Evidently, there must have been a cherry pie or cherry pie, whatever it was. It was broken, you know, went through a paper bag and it's all over the place. So it hit me, you know, and I looked back down at the because the coloration is too rich, you know, it's too red for it to be just cherry pie. So I traced it. I traced it to this old man. So I went up to an old Jewish man. I said, sir, you feeling well? He said, no, ma'am, I'm sick. I said, can I help you? He said, if I could just get to my next stop. As a matter of fact, we got up on Wall Street. I said, I tell you what, Wall Street is the next stop. I'm going to help you. The poor man was hemorrhaging out of his record.
No, still not here.
And everybody was just saying, you know, that just got next to me, man. You know, just to see all of these people standing here, this man. Sick. So it was a girl from the island from Panama. She couldn't speak any English. So she came to me and she said, listen, I told her in Spanish what was going on. Sick. Here goes a maniac. Knocking everybody, you know, as if somebody came in there with a gun and started shooting. Everybody commenced to be scattered. The maniac ran one in the train to the other end. The evil spirit is with me. Every time I see blood, the evil spirit is with me. Oh, somebody's going to kill me. Oh, I'm going to die. He was just running back and forth. I said, little jackass. So I told the lady in Spanish, come, let's take him out. So we helped him. Tears was in that man's eye. Tears in his eye. He went to the change booth. He stayed. Concern of, you know, one concern for one human being to the next. So, due to the fact that the lady couldn't speak English, I relayed everything to the policeman and ambulance and everything, you know. And I told them what happened. And I was about a couple hours late getting home. And, you know, I told my husband the situation. And I told him that he asked for my address. He said, Bill, why you didn't give it to him? I said, oh, that wasn't even thinking about stuff like that. You know, to me, that didn't even matter. You don't know, he could have been rich, and all these Jewish people in New York, they're rich. Oh, Jesus. You don't know, he could build you something or give you something. I said, well, honey, that's besides the point. I wasn't thinking dollar signs. I said, dollar signs don't mean a damn thing to me. If I see somebody sick or somebody in jail, don't mean a damn thing. I said, but I don't even worry about it. As long as that man gets the proper attention before he, you know, would bleed to death. That's all I would.